We're in a time period known as the Great Shuffle, and so many people are leaving their sales jobs or leaving, trying to find new pastures. But there's things that you should do and consider before you're leaving your sales job, especially someone of color. We have some good ideas that hopefully can help you to make sure you're thriving and succeeding. Hey everyone, welcome to Selling in Color. My name is Donald Kelly, the sales evangelist. And I'm so excited for another great episode. I'm excited to be here with you today, and I'm excited to shed some light on this topic. It's something that we're seeing trending a lot on LinkedIn, something that salespeople are asking questions about, and just individuals in general, because right now is that great reshuffle where people are leaving, they're finding new pastures, new opportunities. But what should you consider before leaving your job or leaving to go to a different organization? Now, before we dive into this episode, I want to tell you thank you for being an advocate of this podcast and for sharing it, telling other people about it. We appreciate that. We're going to have some exciting news coming up over the next several weeks. We're going to have a break, and I want to tell you a little bit more about that. We'll do an episode where I'll tell you a little bit more about what we're going to be doing, but we're going to do a break in the month of March, and then we'll come back in April and Q2, and we have some new lineups, some new ideas, and how we're refreshing the program. And I'm looking forward to having you be here for that as well. But in the meantime, let's listen to these ideas, and hopefully they can help you out. And if you know somebody can benefit from this, please consider sharing this with them. Connect with me on LinkedIn, Donald C. Kelly. Appreciate that. So here's the first thing I want to talk about. Like, many people are leaving their jobs right now more than ever. It was end of last year, I think in October, you know, job reports or something like that in 2021, we saw that there was like 4 million Americans who left their jobs to go find other opportunities. And the beautiful thing is that right now there are so many opportunities out there. One of the beautiful things about that is the simple fact that it's giving people the opportunity to work remote. Like, say, you know, just it's just basic. The pandemic started and we were fixed in our locations. And sometimes companies like, say, in California or Seattle or New York probably wouldn't hire somebody that weren't right there within their midst because they wanted you to come to the office. But now we've seen that you can do the same kind of work remotely, and companies have hybrid models and so forth. And there's benefits of being in the office. However, for some work, it makes it a little bit more easier that you can still get the work done, especially remote working situations. So now let's think about this and consider this notion. Since there's so many more options now with jobs opening like that, giving you the flexibility to work from wherever, people are like, shoot, let me go over there and check what's going on in Seattle. Let me go get some of that California money living in Milwaukee. So there's some added benefits. Now, you may have to get up early to work with your team or later in the evenings, but you get the notion, right? It's a sacrifice we're willing to make. But here's some things that I want you to consider as well. Now, there are a lot of people who are going back to their same jobs. And this is the important part while I'm doing this episode. Like, you need to leave your job gracefully. And let me say that one more time for people in the back. Leave your jobs gracefully. Don't leave and make it like that they regret hiring you in the first place. We want them to say, man, I'm losing somebody amazing. That person great is moving on. And you know what? Sometimes things change. Like, I had two people that I spoke with recently. Make sure I've given the right context now. Yeah, there's two individuals I spoke with recently who left their jobs and they're going back to that job. They went and tried something different and they're going back to that same company. Now, imagine if they had burnt bridge and, like, you know, threw computers out the windows and yelled at people and went blasting people and so forth. Like, my company was horrible and all this stuff. And then you want to go back and get the job. It's probably going to be a little bit challenging, and we don't want to burn bridges. And that's probably the biggest thing I want to tell you from the jump, is that you don't want to burn bridges when it comes towards the employments and employers that you work with. Now, you don't necessarily, if there's a company that you had a really bad experience with and you don't want to go fishing with anybody from that company, that's different. And what I mean by that is that you're probably not going to go hang out with them on a weekend. So, but if that's the case, that's cool. Let them be, let them do their thing, but you don't necessarily need to cause fire, because especially if you're staying within an industry, oftentimes word travel and people will have different connections. And again, it's a great reshuffle. So you might quit this job and you come blast as boss, but then all of a sudden that boss comes to the same company or in the same industry as you are now. And that could be damaging towards you. So it's just not cool, not necessarily something that we need to do. And for us, like people of color, we out here trying to make sure we're making our own pie. We're not necessarily looking for begging for a piece of the pie from everybody else. But it's still yet, we don't necessarily need to go around and burn all the bridges. Like, there's still opportunity, great people out there, great allies and people who want to help you. So we want to make sure that we're setting an example and we're setting a bar, so to speak. So let's dive into some of these topics. So this is one of the main reasons why we see people leaving jobs. People think it's money, and oftentimes it's not money, but I'm seeing it's flexibility. The opportunity, like we talked about, to be able to work remotely, or the opportunity for growth. That's a critical piece too. That ties back well. Like, I have seen salespeople who haven't left job because of money, but because of the flexibility they have and the opportunity, the potential for growth in the current role. Their current employers paint pictures for them to help them to be able to see where they're going to end up or where they could end up. And that empowers them to say, well, I have something great going on here. Why go and sacrifice it or sabotage it? So I'm going to stay with the organization. But if they can't see that, they're going to go somewhere else. So give them the flexibility and give them the opportunity to be able to see where they can end up and the potential that you have in the organization, that will keep them more. The second thing came back as money. That's just a given, right? Some people want to get more money. There's opportunity out there for that right now as well. But here are some things I want you to consider. I'm going to break down these 10 things. The first one is, I mentioned, don't burn a bridge. Pretty simple, right? Again, don't go throw stuff out the window. Don't go and just blast the company on social. I mean, if there are things that it should change. If you had a really bad experience, maybe you can leave that Glassdoor review and leave stuff like that on LinkedIn, and maybe talk about a company in a whole and so forth. But probably don't necessarily want to out an employee, like a boss specifically, their name on social. But that's one thing. So just don't burn your bridges. There are too many people going back to same jobs and too many people in the same industry. And again, it's just, we're better than that. We're higher than that. We don't have time to worry about, like, you know, putting other people down when we're looking to continue to rise to the level that we can go to our highest potential. Number two, give your 2 weeks notice. This is important. If think about it from an employer standpoint, if somebody's leaving, give them, just put yourself in their shoe. Like, it's really hard nowadays to find people for roles. But if you give somebody like a notice, like a, you know, week before, you know, a few days before, or the day of I'm quitting, like, you know, that's not going to be helpful for them. And again, it's still like the same idea for burning bridges. It's customary to give that 2 weeks notice. And that might be appropriate. The third thing with that is to go ahead and go to your boss, like meet with your boss and give her or him the news. Now, in this conversation, it doesn't need to be something like need to give him a life story, just simple. And I think one of the beautiful messages behind that is just like, you know, it's time for me to find a new opportunity. I've learned so much here. It's time for me to grow and to go to the next level. And if they can't respect that, then that's on them. But you at least gave your reasoning. And that reason is because it's just time for, I feel it's time for growth. I feel it's time for the next chapter of my life. And that's more than appropriate. Number four is you can give them a recommendation. Depending on the size of the company, I mean, if you're working for like a company like Salesforce, they probably don't necessarily need your help too much. They have maybe a bunch of recruiters. However, if you do know someone that could benefit from the role and think the company is great, give them a recommendation. Like, you know, here are some folks that I think you could recommend that you could check out. I remember one company I left, I gave them a few people. One individual I thought was great, and she did well in the job. And, you know, I think they had a good time until things changed later on. But the point was, I helped them to get a recommendation, somebody that they could look at to hire for that particular position. Here's the next part that I'd recommend as well. Make it easier for the next person coming in. So as a sales professional, do you have some SOPs for your particular area or your territory, the clients that you work with, the way that you've been able to find success? And also, you can leave some commission on the table as well. I mean, you're not going to get everything. So you're going to have deals that are going to be out there. You're going to have a healthy pipeline. If you have a healthy pipeline, then yeah, let them know. This is some of the deals that we have. Here's some of the next steps. Here's what I recommend. And be as thorough as possible. You really want to just help them. So help them make it easier for the transition for the next person coming into your role. Where are we at now? That was I can't remember. I'm doing all of these things. Number five, you want to talk about giving them a resignation letter. So that resignation letter doesn't need to be anything complicated, just a simple little letter. You can find different samples or examples online. And the reason why I'm pushing this stuff is because it's really formal, but it helps you, again, it sets the standard. There's 20% of us who are professional sellers or people of color out there. We want to set the standard and say, this is what great salespeople look like. This is what great salespeople are about. And we set that standard. So go ahead and set that standard, give them a resignation letter and be that professional individual. We talked about meeting with your boss and we talked about talking to them a little bit more. The next thing that I'll do is like, think about your team members on LinkedIn and your boss. So I might give a recommendation. Again, if it's a cool company, the people were great, I'm going to go around and give some recommendations on LinkedIn for those individuals, right? You know, I worked with so-and-so and it was amazing. And that's going to help your reputation to be able to be seen as, like, you know, again, strong professional, because these people, one of those individuals could be your boss at another company, or it could be someone that could be on a hiring committee for a new company you might go to in like 2 years or 3 years. Again, don't burn bridges, especially in your industry and especially in your sales, and especially somebody of color. We want to make sure that we have a mini, we want to make sure that they don't try to push something else against us going forward in the future. So that's number six. Number seven, I would say give back the belongings of the company. This is a simple one, right? You know, sometimes you have policies or things you might get a computer to work with, or, you know, a tablet or whatnot, you know, headsets. Like, if it's company property, just don't make it a big deal. I've seen people make that a big deal and become an issue. Just give them back their stuff. And some companies are going to say you can keep some of the things, and then you're going to have people complain and say, no, I didn't say you could keep that. Just don't worry about it. We got bigger fish to fry, more opportunities. Give them back their stuff and let's go to the next thing. Number seven, I would say think about your benefits. There are a lot of times you have your benefits, your 401k or insurance or some of your vacation days. We'll talk about that in a sec. Or retirement plans and so forth. Do you have life insurance with the company? Some of these things that may be of great worth, do you have that? Can you pass it on to the next organization? And make sure you know how to do that. Make sure you get the right information. Take care of that part. It's important. Number eight, that vacation, baby. You probably have some vacation buildup. Take advantage of that. Use that. And that might be, sometimes it may be beneficial to use that in the, you know, if you have a time period coming up, I know I'm going to leave my job in like a month. Can you take some vacation time prior to your 2 weeks so you can use that 2 weeks to be able to help them transition to the next role or transition for the next person? Number nine, the one of the things I want to tell you with this part is that vacation days. I guess we kind of talked about the vacation days, you know, maximize that as much as possible. Number nine, the other thing that I want to give you, a good thing to consider when it comes to all of this is think about this. The best time to leave a job or the best time to find a new job is when you have a job. Sometimes we might leave jobs and not necessarily have a plan in place. Or we might say, when there's so many jobs out there, I'm going to be cool. I'm just so sick and tired of this place. I'm getting out of here today or in the next 2 weeks. But make sure you have a clear plan and it's set, and that your new employer is, they're secure. You have the offer letter, you've signed that, and everything is good to go. Because I don't want you to find yourself in a situation where you're hunting and you might run out of, income because you don't have that bridge gap for your savings. So you got to make sure that that new employer is good to go and that your current employer is all good to go as well. With that, get the new job first before you decide to quit is essentially what I want to get down to. And one of my best friends, he always said this, his brother always told him, best time to find a job is when you have a job. And even if you're happy in your job, it's okay to look for some opportunities. It's cool. So fish it out and try new stuff. And then the final thing that I want to just give back to is, when it's all said and done, this is all about your mental health and your well-being and your happiness. You don't want to stay with something if you're not happy doing it. You want to find something that's going to be helpful. So even if it's a new gig and it's paying less, you want to make sure that that you're doing something that you love, that you enjoy, that you're happy with, that you appreciate. And that's probably the biggest thing that I could tell you. That's the biggest piece of it is if you're happy. You may be happy making $10,000 less, and you may be happy making $20,000 more. But find something that you will really enjoy and enjoy it and live it and make sure it's something worthwhile. As a sales professional, do you back the product? Do you believe in it? Do you feel that this can really solve challenges for others? Yeah, if that's the case, then you're good to go. So hopefully these things helped you there. I think I gave you all 10. If not, we'll put the right number out there. But I gave you some insights here. I want to repeat some of them back again to you. Don't burn bridges. Give their 2 weeks notice. Help them find someone. Help make the process easier for the next person coming in. Make sure you give the resignation letter. Meet with your boss. Give some recommendations on LinkedIn. You know, give back company belongings. Take care of your benefits, especially vacation. Make sure it's the right time to quit. And also make sure you're doing something that you're going to love and that you're happy with. If you can do these things, you're going to leave that company gracefully. Magic is going to happen. You're going to enjoy your next new gig and you're going to keep making money. You're going to keep listening to this podcast. You're going to keep thriving. You're going to stop begging for a piece of the pie. You're going to make your own pie. And that's what it's all about. Hope you're enjoying this episode. Happy Black History Month. Big love to you all. If you need anything, you need some help, some motivation, a little mentor, a little chat, feel free to hit me up on LinkedIn, Donald C. Kelly. More than willing to share some insights that's going to help you. As always, I want you to be able to go out, as I mentioned, don't beg for a piece of the pie. I wanted to give you the tools, have our guests share their insights that's going to help you make your own pie. Thanks so much. Appreciate you. I appreciate you listening to this episode today. There are many different things you could be doing, but you took the time to listen to this podcast. And for that, I'm truly grateful. If you haven't done so already, go ahead and leave us a rating and review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you're listening to this show. Our show is produced by TSC Studios. Our audio engineer is Jershon O'Bale. Artwork and video was designed by the one and only Dustin Cunado. Our show note was created by Jake Ligmanowski. Our podcast production manager is Nancy Paul. You can find audio credits to each of our music inside of the show notes. And I'm your host, your coach, your guide down the sales journey, Mr. Donald C. Kelly, the sales evangelist.